Surah At-Tawbah, ayah number 120 onwards. ما كان لأهل المدينة ومن حولهم من الأعراب أن يتخلفوا عن رسول الله. It was not proper for the people of Medina and those surrounding them of the Bedouins that they remain behind after the departure of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or that they prefer themselves over his selves. Meaning in times of hardship, rather they should have been willing to endure with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam whatever was necessary for Islam, because that is true belief, that is true iman. Allah says that is because they are not afflicted by thirst or fatigue or hunger in the cause of Allah, nor do they tread on any ground that enrages the disbelievers, nor do they inflict upon an enemy any infliction, but that it is registered for them as a righteous deed. Indeed, Allah does not allow to be lost the reward of the doers of good. So we have to ask ourselves now. Remember, the Quran benefits those who read it as if it is being revealed upon their own hearts. So let's look at ourselves. Our reflection. How do I see myself in the reflection of this ayah? Have I ever been afflicted by thirst in the cause of Allah? Have I ever suffered fatigue in the cause of Allah? Have I ever been hungry in the cause of Allah? Have I walked on any ground that enrages the disbelievers in the cause of Allah? Or I simply lead a life to please both? Have I suffered anything for the cause of Allah to make Allah happy? Have I sacrificed anything? And is it enough? Allah continues, nor do they spend an expenditure, small or large, or cross a valley, but that it is registered for them, that Allah may reward them for the best of what they were doing. Certainly Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu acquired a tremendous share of virtues mentioned in this ayah. He spent huge amounts and tremendous wealth on this battle of Tabuk. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave a speech in which he encouraged spending on the army of distress, meaning for Tabuk. Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu said, I will give 100 camels with their saddles and supplies. Then he exhorted them some more. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam inspired them some more. So Uthman radiallahu anhu got up and said, I will give 100 more camels with their saddles and supplies. Then he sallallahu alaihi wasallam descended one step of the minbar and encouraged them some more. So Uthman radiallahu anhu, he got up again and said, I will give 100 more camels with their saddles and supplies. Then I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his hand moving like this. And Abdul Samad, one of the narrators, said it was like he was expressing amazement. And then he said, it does not matter what Uthman does after. Alhamdulillah. How amazing. What an amazing thing to do. And what an amazing role model for us. Then Allah says, and it is not for the believers to go forth to battle all at once. For there should separate from every division of them a group remaining to obtain understanding in the religion, and warn, meaning advise their people when they return to them that they may be cautious. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْذَرُونَ We learn that it is imperative that some Muslims must always be in the field of learning Islam and teaching Islam, to do da'wah of our religion. Because that is another obligatory essential jihad. If no one does that in a community, then the whole community is liable. Then Allah says, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, O you who have believed, fight those adjacent to you of the disbelievers, and let them find in you harshness, and know that Allah is with the righteous. And whenever a surah is revealed, there are among them the hypocrites, those who say, which of you has this increased in faith? In essence, they are making fun. As for those who believed, it has increased them in faith, while they are rejoicing. So what happens when a believer hears an ayah? Allah says, فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَهُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ They are happy with it. They enjoy it. Do we enjoy the ayat of the Quran? They understand them. They understand the meaning and enjoy it. Why would you not love to hear from someone who you love? And if someone loves Allah the most, like the Sahaba, أشد حبا لله, most intense in love for Allah, then they would love to hear from him all the time. Especially when they know and understand that Allah is speaking to them directly. But as for those in whose hearts is a disease, it has only increased them in evil in addition to their evil. Literally it means filth, disbelief and hypocrisy, rijsan. Allah says it has increased them in their rijs, in their filth, ila rijsihim, to their original rijs. Meaning the more they hear the ayat of Allah, the further they turn away from it, and their dislike increases even further. Allah says, do they not see that they are tried every year once or twice, but then they do not repent, nor do they remember? This is so interesting. Have we ever looked back at our past year and wondered, has Allah tried me? Can you point out those times when you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tried you? Allah says, they are tried every year, once or twice at least. And the people who believe are tried even more. So the good news, congratulations are due to those who are tried more than once or twice. Because this ayah is about the hypocrites. The hypocrites are tried at least once or twice a year. Why? Because Allah says, for repentance or remembrance. If they would just take heed, take a lesson, and this would be their chance to turn back to him. Allah says, and whenever a surah is revealed, they look at each other saying, does anyone see you? And then they dismiss themselves. Allah has already dismissed their hearts because they are a people who do not understand. Subhanallah, what an incredible statement. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve our hearts with iman. Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. There has certainly come to you a messenger from among yourselves. Grievous to him is what you suffer. He is concerned over you, meaning your guidance, and to the believers is kind and merciful. But if they turn away, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, say, Hasbi Allahu, la ilaha illahu, alayhi tawakkaltu. وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ حَسْبِ اللَّهِ Allah is sufficient for me. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ There is no deity worthy of worship except Him. عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ Upon Him alone I rely. وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ He is the Rabb of the Great Throne. This is sufficient for us to say. The Prophet ﷺ reminded us to say this at least 7 times, morning and evening. This is part of his sunnah. Because we are teaching ourselves by this. And also we're invoking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by this statement. Allah is truly sufficient for us. May Allah be sufficient for us in this dunya as well as akhirah, in the life of this world and the next one. Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. Surat Yunus. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alif Lam Ra. تلك آيات الكتاب الحكيم ألف لام را. Again, these are the disjointed letters in the beginning of some of the surahs in the Quran. And it is almost as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you do not know the meaning of these, but I do. And then always after these letters, the book is mentioned, the Quran is mentioned. Allah says, these are the verses of the wise book. Wise. It has qualities of will, purpose, discrimination, and precision. The Prophet Yunus alayhi salam, Jonah, will be mentioned in this surah. Allah says, Alif, Lam, Ra. These are the verses of the wise book. Have the people been amazed that we revealed revelation to a man from among them, saying, warn mankind and give good tidings, good news to those who believe that they will have a firm precedence of honor with their Lord. أَنَّ لَهُمْ قَدَمَ صِدْقٍ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ قَدَمَ صِدْقٍ صِدْق means truth, an honor, a station of truth. Allah says, with their Lord. But the disbelievers say, indeed, this is an obvious magician. And they're speaking about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says, indeed, your Lord is Allah, who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and then established himself over the throne, arranging the matter of his creation. There is no intercessor except after his permission. That is Allah, your Lord. So worship him. Then will you not remember? It's a question. Why would you not remember? When we look outside and see all of this amazing, massive creation of Allah, why would we not remember? Only the blind, those whose hearts are blind, and those whose hearts are covered up would not remember. May Allah save us from being of those. Ameen. Allah mentions himself above the throne, that he established himself above the throne. Someone asked Imam Shafi, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establish himself above the throne? And what is the throne like? Imam Shafi replied in a very interesting way. He said, as far as the throne, we know that it exists. And that Allah established himself above it, we know that that happened. How he did that and what his throne looks like, we do not know. And to ask this question is a bid'ah, meaning it's an innovation. The Sahaba never asked this question. And we know by reading the Quran that they used to ask multiple questions. But what were their questions about? Their questions were always about things that would be beneficial to them in Akhirah, that would help them get into Jannah. Practical matters of benefit to human beings. Allah then says, to him is your return altogether. It is the promise of Allah which is the truth. Indeed, he begins the process of creation and then repeats it that he may reward those who have believed and done righteous deeds in justice, meaning Allah will bring us back to life. He will recreate our bodies. The Prophet ﷺ said that we will be recreated just the way we were before. But those who disbelieved will have a drink of scalding water and a painful punishment for what they used to do. May Allah secure us from that. Ameen. هو الذي جعل الشمس ضياء والقمر نورا وقدره منازلا. It is He who made the sun a shining light and the moon a derived light. It reflects the light of the sun. How beautiful. Allah says, and determined for it phases, the moon, that you may know the number of years and account of time. Allah has not created this except in truth. He details the signs for a people who know. So we can use the moon to calculate our times, Allah says. Indeed, in the alternation of the night and the day, and in what Allah has created in the heavens and the earth, are signs for a people who fear Allah. How would these be a sign for people who fear Allah? The word Allah has used is not khawf. He has not used the word hizr. It's taqwa, yattaqoon. Remember, wiqayatun, it means caution. People who are cautious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they see the alternation of the night and the day, because that's a powerful change. And when they see what Allah has created in the heavens and upon the earth, because they are unbelievable, massive creations, yet they are so finely detailed. Those are signs for people that all of this has a purpose, a very serious purpose. Allah says, indeed, those who do not expect the meeting with us and are satisfied with the life of this world and feel secure therein, and those who are heedless of our signs, for those, their refuge will be the fire because of what they used to earn. Remember Ibrahim alayhi salam? How did he find Allah? How did he discover him? By looking at his creation, the sun, the moon, the stars. But Allah says there are people who don't look at the world around them, and their heedlessness is not an excuse. Because Allah says for those their refuge will be the fire because of what they used to earn. They earned hellfire by being heedless, by looking at nothing, by understanding nothing, by learning nothing. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Indeed, those who have believed and done righteous deeds, their Lord will guide them because of their faith. يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ. Because of their iman. If a person has iman and they try to make an effort, Allah guides that person. Allah says, beneath them rivers will flow in the gardens of pleasure. Allahumma ja'alna minhum ya rabbal alameen. Their call in Jannah, therein, will be, exalted are you, O Allah. Subhanakallahumma. And their greeting therein, in Jannah, will be, salamun, peace. And the last of their call will be, anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Praise to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Hamd has a strong essence of gratitude, shukr, because you praise someone for what they have done for you and who they are. Allah says, and if Allah was to hasten for the people the evil they invoke, as He hastens for them the good, their term would have been ended for them. Meaning, in their heedlessness and ignorance, people ask and say, well, bring on the punishment of Allah, if you are truthful. Allah says, but we leave the ones who do not expect the meeting with us in their transgression, wandering blindly. And when affliction touches man, he calls upon us, whether lying on his side, or sitting, or standing. But when we remove from him his affliction, he continues in disobedience, as if he had never called upon us to remove an affliction that touched him. Thus it is made pleasing to the transgressors that which they have been doing. It is amazing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watches us so closely, and He is describing to us how we invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we are in a difficulty, when we are in stress and anxiety or depression, we're constantly making dua to Allah. And whenever we talk to someone, we say, oh, can you make dua for me? You know, this is happening, that is happening in my life. You hear that someone's going for umrah, you tell them to make dua. And then we sit on the musalla and we are praying and we do the extra nawafil prayers, and all of that is good. But what is the problem? The problem is, Allah says, once He answers that dua, this person continues in disobedience. They don't change. And they continue to disobey Allah. And then now they turn away from Allah as if they had not even asked Him for anything yesterday. Subhanallah. Such ingratitude. Allah notices things. Allah says, and we had already destroyed generations before you when they wronged, and their messengers had come to them with clear proofs, but they were not to believe. Thus do we recompense the people who are criminals. Then we made you successors in the land after them, so that we may observe how you will do. So when Allah removes a distress, it is good to call upon Him, absolutely. But then when He removes it, we must become even closer to Him. We should not leave our du'as and our salah and our reading of the Qur'an simply because now we have what we wanted. Allah says, and when our verses are recited to them as clear evidences, those who do not expect the meeting with us say, bring us a Qur'an other than this or change it. Subhanallah. I'ti bi Qur'anin ghayra haza aw baddilhu. Just bring something else. This does not work for us. Or just change it. Change some of it. Because that is not acceptable to us. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is not for me to change it on my own accord. I only follow what is revealed to me. Indeed, I fear, if I should disobey my Lord, the punishment of a tremendous day. These are the words that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is told to express to the disbelievers. قُلْ لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا تَلَوْتُهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. Say, if Allah had willed, I would not have recited it to you, nor would He have made it known to you, for I remained among you a lifetime before it. Then will you not use reason? This actually is one of the greatest reasons to believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and validates his truthfulness, because he lived amongst his people for 40 years. And he did not speak or say anything like the Qur'an. They knew him very well, and they trusted him implicitly. So Allah says, then will you not reason? So who is more unjust than one who invents a lie about Allah or denies his signs? Indeed, the criminals will not succeed. And they worship other than Allah that which neither harms them nor benefits them. And they say, these are our intercessors with Allah. Say, do you inform Allah of something He does not know in the heavens or on the earth? Exalted is He and high above what they associate with Him. Raza Aslan, in his book No God But God, had mentioned the religion of the pagans before Islam. He's explained that this was a religion of intercessors. They believed in a supreme God, Allah, but they felt that He was too high above them and He would not respond to them. So they started worshipping these idols and making dua to these idols to intercede with Allah on their behalf. Sometimes they would make dua just to those intercessors. Sometimes they would sacrifice to Allah and they would sacrifice to these so-called idols and intercessors. Allah says, are you telling me of something I do not know? Where are these so-called gods? They do not exist. وَمَا كَانَ النَّاسُ إِلَّا أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً فَاخْتَلَفُوا. And mankind was not but one community, united in religion since the beginning of time. People only worshipped one God. But then they differed. And if not for a word that proceeded from your Lord, it would have been judged between them immediately concerning that over which they differ. Allah's word was His decree, because He wanted to allow time on earth for His creation, and He did not want to punish anyone before evidence had come to them. And they say, why is a sign not sent down to Him from His Lord? Meaning they wanted it on demand. So say, the unseen is only for Allah to administer, so wait. Indeed, I am with you among those who wait. And when we give the people a taste of mercy after adversity has touched them, at once they conspire against our verses. This ayah is slightly different from the other ayah. This is more intense in criticism. In the previous ayah, Allah says that when affliction touches man, he calls upon Allah, sitting, standing, or lying down on his side. But then after the affliction is removed, he simply forgets him again. Here Allah says, when He gives people a taste of mercy, after adversity has touched them, they start conspiring against the verses of Allah. The Meccans also faced hardship. They were struck by famine and drought. And every time that happened, they would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and ask him to invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for mercy. The people of Fir'aun, the Egyptians, did the same exact thing with Musa alaihi salam. They behaved in the same manner. And when Allah removed the distress, they at once started to conspire, to plot and plan against the Muslims and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Say, Allah is swifter in strategy. Indeed, our messengers, meaning angels, record that which you conspire. It is He who enables you to travel on land and sea, until when you are in ships and sail with them by a good wind, and rejoice therein. There comes a storm wind, and the waves come upon them from everywhere, and they assume that they are surrounded, meaning they feel they are doomed. Supplicating Allah, making dua to Allah, sincere to Him in religion, مخلصين له الدين, مخلصين, إخلاص, Surah Al-Ikhlas. How does that go? قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدُ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Say, Allah is one. Allahu Samad, Allah, the eternal refuge, the one who is sought in times of difficulty and need, the one depended upon by all existence. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. He neither begets nor is born. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Nor is there to Him any equivalent. So Allah says, at that moment when they think they are doomed and about to drown, دَعَوُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. They call upon Allah purely for His sake, purely asking Him. At once they drop their intercessors, the so-called gods. At that moment, in that great calamity, they only remember Allah and invoke Him purely, alone, supplicating Allah, sincere to Him in religion. And they say, if you should save us from this, we will surely be among the thankful. But when He saves them, at once they commit injustice upon the earth without right. They commit shirk. They commit oppression and disobedience. They invoke others besides Allah. They land and then they sacrifice and thank the other gods along with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas it was Allah they had called upon and it was Allah who had saved them. Allah says, O mankind, your injustice is only against yourselves. Inna shirka la zulmun azim. Indeed, shirk is the greatest zulm. O mankind, your injustice is only against yourselves, being merely the enjoyment of worldly life. Then to us is your return, and we will inform you of what you used to do. It's a serious warning. The example of this worldly life is but like rain, which we have sent down from the sky, that the plants of the earth absorb, those from which men and livestock eat, meaning from those plants, until when the earth has taken on its adornment and is beautified, and its people suppose that they have capability over it, there comes to it our command by night or by day, and we make it as a harvest, as if it had not flourished yesterday. فَجَعَلْنَاهَا حَصِيدًا. It's a vegetation, like vegetation that has been cut down or uprooted, utterly destroyed. Thus do we explain in detail the signs for a people who give thought. That's all the life of this world is. It grows, becomes mature, beautifies, pleases the onlookers, and then suddenly it starts disintegrating, weakening, falling, and then it finishes. Wallahu yadhu ila daris salami wa yahdi man yasha'u ila siratin mustaqim. And Allah invites to the home of peace, paradise, and guides whom He wills to a straight path. For them who have done good is the best reward and extra. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُ الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادًا. For the people who have done ihsan, who lived their life according to ihsan, the most excellent behavior, Allah says they will also have al-husna, they will have the best of everything. But more, waziyada, and even more, Allah says, no darkness will cover their faces, nor humiliation. Those are companions of paradise. They will abide therein eternally. May Allah make us of those. Ameen. Because paradise does not wilt and wither and die. This dunya does, and everything in it does. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I have seen in my sleep that it was as if Jibreel was at my head and Mikhail at my leg. They were saying to each other, give an example for him. He said, listen, your ear may listen, and fathom, your heart may fathom. The parable of you and your ummah is that of a king who has built a house on his land. He arranged a banquet in it. Then he sent a messenger to invite the people to his food. Some accepted the invitation and others did not. Allah is the king and the land is Islam. The house is paradise and you, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are the messenger. Whosoever responds to your call enters Islam, and whosoever enters Islam enters paradise, and whoever enters paradise eats from it. May Allah make us of those. Ameen. May He give us Darus Salam. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited this ayah, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُ الْحُسْنَ وَزِيَادَ. And then he said, when the people of paradise enter paradise, a caller will say, O people of paradise, Allah has promised you something that He wishes to fulfill. They will reply, what is it? Has He not made our scale heavy? Has He not made our faces white and delivered us from fire? Allah will then remove the veil and they will see Him. By Allah, they have not been given anything dearer to them and more delightful than looking at Him. It's from Sahih Muslim. How beautiful. That is the goal. Let me share something with you. Anas radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once passed by a Bedouin who was making the following dua in his salah. Malla tarahul uyun. O He whom the eyes do not see. وَلَا تُخَالِتُهُ الزُّنُونَ. and with whom mere suppositions do not blend. No one can imagine him. وَلَا يَصِفُهُ الْوَاصِفُونَ, and whom the portrayers cannot describe. وَلَا تَغَيُّرُهُ الْحَوَادِثُ, nothing changes him. وَلَا يَخْشَى الدَّوَائِرُ, he does not fear the changing of time. يَعْلَمُ مَثَاقِيلَ الْجِبَالِ, he knows the weight of the mountains. وَمَكَايِيلَ الْبِحَارِ, and he knows the volume of the seas. وَعَدَدَ قَطْرِ الْأَمْتَارِ, and he knows the amount of the number of raindrops that fall. وَعَدَدَ وَرْقِ الْأَشْجَارِ, and the number of leaves that exist. وَعَدَدَ مَا أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلِ, and he knows the number of things upon which the darkness falls. وَعَلَيْهِ النَّهَارِ وَأَشْرَقَ عَلَيْهِ النَّهَارِ, and whatever the morning comes up upon. وَلَا تُوَارِي مِنْهُ سَمَاءٌ سَمَاءً, and the sama, the sky, cannot hide anything from him. It cannot hide its own self from him. وَلَا عَرْضٌ عَرْضًا, and the earth cannot hide itself from him. وَلَا بَحْرٌ مَا فِي قَعْرِ, the ocean cannot hide what is in its depths. وَلَا جَبَلٌ مَا فِي وَعْرِ, and the mountains cannot hide what is inside of them. After praising Allah like this, he said, اِجْعَلْ خَيْرَ أُمُرِي آخِرَهُ, make the last part of my life the best part of my life. وَخَيْرَ عَمَلِي خَوَاتِيمَهُ, and the last of my amal, my actions, the best of them. وَخَيْرَ أَيَّامِي يَوْمَ أَلْقَاكَ فِي, and the best of my days, the day when I meet you. إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, because you are capable of anything. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked for the Bedouin to be brought to him as soon as he completed his salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had been given some gold from a certain mine, and when the Bedouin came after he had completed his salah, the Prophet, peace be upon him, handed over the gold coin to him and said, "Which tribe do you belong to, dear Bedouin?" When the Bedouin informed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet asked, "Do you know why I gave you this gold as a gift?" "Because of the family ties between us, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam," the Bedouin surmised. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "While family ties have a right, I actually gave you the gold because of the beautiful manner in which you praise Allah." Allahu Akbar. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُ الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَى اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ آمِينَ. But they who have earned blame for evil doings, the recompense of an evil deed is its equivalent, and humiliation will cover them. They will have from Allah no protector. It will be as if their faces are covered with pieces of the night. So dark are they. Those are the companions of the fire. They will abide therein eternally. May Allah save us from being of those. Ameen. And mention, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the day we will gather them all together. Then we will say to those who associated others with Allah, "Remain in your place, you and your so-called partners." Then we will separate them, and their so-called partners will say, "You did not used to worship us." And sufficient is Allah as a witness between us and you that we were of your worship unaware. There, on that day, every soul will be put to trial for what it did previously, and they will be returned to Allah, their Master, the truth, and lost from them is whatever they used to invent. Say, who provides for you from the heaven and the earth? Or who controls hearing and sight? And who brings the living out of the dead, and brings the dead out of the living? And who arranges every matter? They will say, Allah. So say, then will you not fear him? So these mushrikeen, the polytheists, acknowledge that all of this is from Allah. So Allah says, أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ, for that is Allah your Lord, the truth. And what can be beyond truth except error? Again, what can be beyond truth except error? So how are you averted? Thus the word, the decree of your Lord, has come into effect upon those who defiantly disobeyed, that they will not believe. Say, Are there of your so-called partners any who begins creation and then repeats it? Say, Allah begins creation and then repeats it. So how are you deluded? Say, are there of your so-called partners any who guides to the truth? Say, Allah guides to the truth. So is he who guides to the truth more worthy to be followed, or he who guides not unless he himself is guided? Then what is wrong with you? How do you judge? And most of them follow not except assumption. وَمَا يَتَّبِعُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ إِلَّا ظَنَّا. And most of them follow not except assumption, dhan, conjecture, guess. But Allah says about dhan, inna dhanna, indeed dhan, assumption, la yughni min al-haqqi shay'a, does not help against the truth at all. Inna Allah alimun bima yaf'alun, indeed Allah knows what they are doing. And it was not possible for this Qur'an to be produced by other than Allah, but it is a confirmation of what was before it, and a detailed explanation of the former scripture, about which there is no doubt, from the Lord of the worlds. Or do they say about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he invented it? Say, then bring forth a surah like it, and call upon for assistance whomever you can besides Allah, if you should be truthful. Rather, they have denied that which they encompass not in knowledge. Because they don't understand it, Allah says, they deny it, and whose interpretation has not yet come to them. Thus did those before them deny. Then observe how was the end of the wrongdoers. And of them are those who believe in it, meaning the Qur'an, and of them are those who do not believe in it. And your Lord is most knowing of the corruptors. And if they deny you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then say, for me are my deeds, and for you are your deeds. You are disassociated from what I do, and I have nothing to do with what you do. And among them are those who listen to you. But can you cause the deaf to hear, meaning benefit from this hearing, although they will not use reason? وَلَوْ كَانُوا لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. So hearing only benefits if a person actually understands what they are hearing. Otherwise it is useless. And among them are those who look at you. But can you guide the blind, although they will not attempt to see? So Allah says, amongst them are those who listen to you, but they don't understand, so they don't really hear. And amongst them are those who are looking at you, but they don't really see. Indeed, Allah does not wrong the people at all, but it is the people who are wronging themselves, they're hurting themselves. And on the day when He will gather them, it will be as if they had not remained in the world but an hour of the day, and they will know each other. Those will have lost who denied the meeting with Allah and were not guided. And whether we show you some of what we promised them, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or we take you in death, to us is their return. Then either way, Allah is a witness concerning what they are doing.